You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video. The massive national transformation towards energy independence that America finally achieved in 2020, which would have shifted America First exceptionalism into overdrive, is being dismantled.
Well, I was introduced as the former governor of Michigan, but actually, I'm a scientist. You've got solar and wind opportunity all across the nation. In fact, if you look just at the upper northern states in the West, they could do geothermal. Or you could look at Texas and say, we could lead the nation in the solutions to smart grid. In the middle eastern states, which have access to forests and to agricultural waste, they might say, we're going to lead the nation in biofuels.
The Department of Energy, we have the solutions to tackle our climate emergency.
This morning, the cyber attack on the nation's largest fuel pipeline now leading to gas shortages as multiple states face dwindling supply.
So you still don't have the technical information you need to be able to be responsive and to provide support to critical infrastructure. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but that is not surprising given that it's, you know, they've only been working on the incident response since over the weekend, and it's fairly early. We have had historically good relationship with both Colonial as well as the cybersecurity firms that are working on their behalf.
Up until 2020, the United States had imported more petroleum than it had exported.
I've been in two gas lines already.
This morning?
This morning.
How long did you wait for the first one?
I've been in both lines over an hour, and I'm out of gas. Yeah. Dead out.
Baby boomers and older generations remember the double whammy oil crisis of 1973 and 1979. It was a wake-up call that America's dependence on foreign oil meant our national security wasn't all it was cracked up to be, and that the bounty of American oil had to be tapped.
America is now the world's largest oil and gas producer, which was unimaginable just a few short years ago.
Now the power is being turned off under the installed and illegitimate New World Order stooge Joe Biden.
I'm announcing my plan for clean energy revolution.
As the AAA said, prices were heading towards their highest level since 2014, and emergencies are declared in at least 18 states. But this time it isn't Saudi Arabia quadrupling the price of a barrel of oil due to support over the Yom Kippur War. This time it's a combination of intentional, horrible leadership.
Biden's decision to revoke a permit for Keystone XL will certainly be a topic of discussion. It marks the end of a saga spanning more than 12 years over the pipeline meant to carry Canadian crude to the United States.
Cyber attacks.
Russian cyber hackers are going to ruin our gasoline, our transportation, and our electricity grid. This is a terrible position for Biden to be in, and so far, he and his folks have said nothing.
Even with the turning on of the pipeline system, they still may feel a supply crunch.
And the United Nations Agenda 2030 with a motive bigger than Dallas.
It is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world.
Do you think that American public is going to say, we don't want your drilling offshore anymore? If Americans say that, you are going to be accepting $6 to $8 per gallon at the gas pump as an alternate in the near future.
And this is the move to nationalize the oil companies that we're now going to see from this, and the head of the Department of Transportation 2 months ago saying, we are officially anti-car, and we're going to make you use buses and trains. So this is their dream.
In the year 2015, the world agreed on the ambitious, inclusive, and universal sustainable development goals, making a commitment to leave no one behind.
It is so decided.
As prices continue to skyrocket, the summer of 2021 is shaping up to potentially be a food, energy, and riotous hell on earth. John Bound reporting.
I'm driving home at 7 o'clock at night on Monday night to see my family. And I just remember there's only 2 days left for our wonderful listeners to get incredibly high-quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere at preparewithalex.com. These are 2020 prices for a limited time for our listeners. And then the price isn't just going to go back to regular. It's going to have to go up. Everybody else has already raised prices way more than my Patriot. We have their entire spectrum and catalog at InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. You get an additional 10% off on 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, and everything else on the site. PrepareWithAlex.com. I would take advantage of this. With what's happening in food price increases around the world, I predict that by the fall, you're going to see major shortages and you're going to see huge price increases. I think it's a smart bet right now to get high-quality, storable food at last year's prices while you still can at preparewithalex.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. A lot of insane things happening around the world right now, and we're going to report on all of them. A lot of videos to show you. Heck of a lot of videos to show you, about half of them showing the destruction now being wrought across the Middle East. We'll be talking quite a bit about the ongoing conflict between Israel and Gaza. In the third hour, I will be welcoming my guest, Roger Stone. Very excited to have him on. It's been too long since I've talked to him, and you can perhaps tell I wore my finest tie, made sure I was sartorially perfect for Mr. Roger Stone. Very excited to talk to him. But let's begin as we always do, shall we, with the Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for the 12th of May, 2021. We begin with one of our main stories here on the domestic front. Emergency declaration issued in 17 states and D.C. over the pipeline cyber attack. That's right, the Colonial Pipeline has been a victim of a ransomware cyber attack and has now seen 17 states declare emergencies. The gas shortage update as about 1,800 stations run dry and drivers panic buy fuel. Gas stations across the Southeast have run out of fuel as drivers panic bought days after the nation's biggest fuel pipeline halted operations due to a cyber attack. The Colonial Pipeline, which delivers about 45% of the fuel consumed on the East Coast, was hit by a ransomware attack on Friday. One of Colonial's major lines resumed operations manually on Monday, and the company expects to substantially restore operations by the week's end. That's what Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told reporters at the White House briefing on Tuesday. We'll get more into that story and show you some of the rather inconsistent reporting around that story later in the program. April saw the most illegal immigrants stopped at the border in 21 years. U.S. Customs and Border Protection stopped 178,622 illegal immigrants from entering the country last April, a 21-year high, highest since the year 2000. Truly incredible, especially when you consider that they say 80% of the people are not apprehended. So 178,622 people attempting to enter the United States, a 3% increase from March, and the most encounters in a single month since April of 2000. Truly incredible. This number includes five young migrant children, including an 11-month-old who was found abandoned at the U.S.-Mexico border. The girls, aged 11 months to 7 years, were from Honduras and Guatemala. Heartbreaking images show these young girls abandoned in the Texas desert. Eagle Pass Station Border Patrol said it received a call about five girls being found near Normandy, Texas, on Sunday when the temperature would reach over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Children were identified as three Honduran nationals aged 2, 3, and 7, two Guatemalan nationals aged 5 and 11 months, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a press release. Just five more victims of the Joe Biden administration's border policies. Over 100 retired flag officers warn country is under assault from socialism and Marxism. Over 100 retired military flag officers warned in a letter Monday that the country is in deep peril and under tremendous assault from those believing in socialism and Marxism, and encouraged Americans to get more politically involved to act against it. They say, quote, "Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of the constitutional freedom and liberty," the retired officers wrote. They slammed the 2020 election process and argued that Democrat Bill H.R. 1 and its Senate companion Bill S. 1 would destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to forever remain in power. So somebody is starting to notice. Three Fort Campbell soldiers were arrested after guns in a pipeline traced to Chicago mass shooting. No, not the gas pipeline, the gun pipeline. Three Fort Campbell soldiers were charged today with conspiracy and offenses relating to the illegal purchase and transfer of dozens of firearms to the streets of Chicago, announced Acting U.S. Attorney Mary Jane Stewart for the Middle District of Tennessee. DeMarcus Adams, Jarius Brunson, and Brandon Miller, all enlisted members of the U.S. Army and stationed at the Fort Campbell military installation in Clarksville, Tennessee, were arrested this morning by ATF agents and agents of the U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Division. A criminal complaint obtained late yesterday charged each defendant with transferring a firearm to an out-of-state resident, making false statements during the purchase of a firearm, and engaging in the business without firearms license, wire fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit Title 18 offenses. Really interesting and a lot to dig into there. But we continue with our daily dispatch. Now in international news, as Ontario, the province in Canada, is going to stop administering the first doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine out of an abundance of caution, they say. The Ontario government will pause administering first doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine for now amid increased reports of blood clotting. This is a really piece of amazing news from San Francisco. San Francisco Chronicle reports San Francisco's teacher union reaches a deal with the city's public school district to bring back high school seniors for just one day before the end of the school year so that the city schools can qualify for the $12 million in state reopening funds. In order to get the $12 million, they had to reopen the schools, so they'll do it in the most weaselly way possible, opening for literally a single day in order to qualify for the $12 million. Again, all of these stories we could spend several hours on, but there's a lot to get to here. Gavin Newsom, governor of California for now, has announced a $12 billion initiative to tackle the homelessness crisis in California. And somebody on Twitter here did the math for the vanishing few of you who still care about math. $12 billion divided by 161,000 homeless in California equals nearly $75,000 per person. $75,000 per person to deal with homelessness. And I'm absolutely sure there will just be no homeless after this. Surely $12 billion is enough to take care of 161,000 homeless people. Surely it won't massively explode after this. Surely their efforts to tackle homelessness haven't time and time again resulted in the increase of the homeless population. This just continuing with Gavin Newsom's plan to stay as governor of California by writing blank checks to people who might support him. 15-year-old pleads guilty to felony murder and killing of the Uber Eats driver in D.C. She will be released at the age of 18. The 15-year-old girl who killed an Uber Eats driver in D.C. along with a 13-year-old accomplice has pleaded guilty to federal murder, and this plea deal means that she will not be held in prison past her 18th birthday. <laughs> 1,000 feral cats released onto Chicago streets to tackle the rat explosion. That's right, folks. A Chicago animal shelter is using feral cats to tackle the city's rat problem. The Windy City is ranked number one on pest control company Orkin's list of the rattiest cities in the U.S. for six consecutive years, as Chicago's had the most rodent pest treatments. And now, in an effort to rein in the explosion of rodents, the Treehouse Humane Society kicked off a program to release feral cats into the area experiencing rat problems. And once they take care of the rats, we'll release the dogs. And once the dogs get out of control, we'll release the lions. And once the lions get out of control, well, America will be over and we'll simply return to the jungle. Two California police officers have been killed on duty in a 24-hour span in California. This comes after the firebombing of the of a police department there in California, as well as the ongoing violent, really hot war against the police continues to rage as more and more police are gunned down while on duty. Thank God the FBI is going after those dastardly white nationalists who are certainly behind all of this. White House reporters are allowing Biden administration to edit their own quotes. So now the mainstream media is just cutting out the middleman and allowing the White House to simply dictate to them what they should be reporting. It's fascism, folks, and it's here under the guise of liberalism. If only somebody had warned us. We'll get into the Gaza-Israel conflict when we return. Stay with us.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there, and you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today, protect your privacy, and fund the InfoWar.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
You're listening. listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. We're going to continue with our daily dispatch here for a minute before taking a fun little detour to the city of New York to discuss what's going on there. But first, we'll finish up with this round of daily news here. House GOP is set to vote on ousting Trump critic Representative Liz Cheney from the leadership. House representatives are expected to vote Wednesday on whether to strip vocal Trump critic Representative Liz Cheney of her party leadership role and replace her with pro-Trump Elise Stefanik. A no-confidence vote is likely to come during a closed-door GOP conference meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. Frankly, anybody with the last name Cheney should be nowhere near power if the last two decades have taught us anything. Truly incredible. Good riddance, you old bat. Sort of in the same line here. Over 100 Republicans threaten to form third party unless GOP breaks from Trump. See ya. Good riddance. Have fun failing, you losers. Go away now. You can just join the Democrats. That's what you can do. We'll be fine. Go away, you 100 losers. Socialist presidential candidate vows to purge the French military after warning letter of civil war. Social politician Jean-Luc Mélenchon has vowed to purge the military if he's elected president after active service members wrote a letter warning that France is on the verge of civil war. The letter was initially released by an unknown number of serving soldiers, but attracted the support of over a quarter million members of the public within 24 hours. It warns that warns President Macron that a civil war is brewing in France, and you know it perfectly well due to the fact that hatred for France and its history is becoming the norm. Thanks to the anti-racism movement and millions of immigrants who failed to integrate into society. Far-left politician Mélenchon, who came in fourth in the 2017 presidential election, reacted strongly by vowing to uncover and purge any members of the military who signed the letter. That really disproves the letter, doesn't it? Nothing says we're not going into civil war like purging the military of dissidents. Yeah, you're literally just reasserting the reality of that letter and showing the people of France the danger that they're in, especially if somebody like this guy gets into office. He says, if I'm elected president of the Republic, these crimes will not go unpunished. I intend to purge the army of the factions. Yes, that's right, folks. People in the army warning about a civil war and guessing and trying to get the government to actually take measures to prevent a civil war. That is a crime in the eyes of the socialist, and you will be purged from the military for those crimes. Truly incredible, but literally exactly what's already going on here in the United States. As Attorney General Garland, DHS Chief Mayorkas are set to testify about the domestic extremism threat. Yes, folks, another one, another hearing, another set of testimony about something that doesn't exist. Truly incredible. Sure, cyber criminals are shutting down major pipeline and infrastructure. Sure, the entire country is collapsing into murder and mayhem as crime rates skyrocket in major cities. Sure, the border is wide open with hundreds of thousands of foreigners pouring across unabated endlessly every single month. But why should the people in charge of those issues not spend all of their valuable time going after white people who don't submit to socialism? That is their real issue. Their testimony comes as Department of Homeland Security launched a new strategy to collect and analyze intelligence about security threats from public social media posts. DHS officials say they're trying to develop a warning system to detect posts similar to the ones that appeared to predict the January 6th protest at Washington, D.C. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean attack on the Capitol. But of course, it wasn't a planned attack. It wasn't a planned insurrection. It wasn't a revolution or anything armed at all. It was a protest. That's what they're telling you they're going to be looking after. That's what they are looking for in order to weed you out. Infowars.com has the article, DHS to scan social media posts looking for domestic terrorists after the Capitol breach. The Department of Homeland Security plans to launch a warning system to detect domestic terrorism by gathering and analyzing intelligence on public social media posts and making predictions on future actions. A little bit of thought crime, a little bit of future crime. little bit of totalitarian dystopian hell world coming down one piece at a time. The purpose of the system is to detect the sorts of posts that allegedly preceded the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Truly incredible. We're not looking at who are the individual posters, said a senior official involved in the effort to NBC News. We're looking at what narratives are resonating and spreading across platforms. From there, you may be able to determine what are potential targets you need to protect. In other words, who is countering our narrative? Who is dissenting against the dictates of the American government? And how can we disrupt that flow of information in order to prevent the truth from getting out? JustTheNews.com has another breakdown of this, saying ill-defined extremism probes and national security ranks raise fear of ideological cleansing. It's literally already happening. And now we're going to – I'll do this story first here. The words Black Lives Matter have been paved over on D.C.'s 16th Street north of the White House. Mayor Bowser painted the words in a jab at then-President Trump, successfully changing the topic when protesters were criticizing her. Yes, folks, that big old Black Lives Matter mural that was on the street in Washington, D.C. has been paved over. They should replace it with another sign that says, thanks for all the power, you idiots, we'll see you in 4 years. Thank you for being our useful puppets of the authority that you think you're raging against. Thanks for all the power. Thanks for all the control. Thanks for all the ability to purge the ideology of the American people. Now go away until we need you again in 4 years, you useful idiot, puppet, bootlicking savages. Now, middle and high school students, by the way, have been asked to describe their sexuality in an Illinois school district survey. Students, faculty, and parents in Plainville School District in Illinois are speaking out about the school's invasion of privacy and inappropriate subject matter after the district sent a survey to all students, including middle schoolers, asking them to describe their sexuality. The controversial survey asked students, do you identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, aromantic, asexual, or questioning? I don't know. I'm 11. You pervert. It's just unbelievably weird. Well, folks, there's a new Statue of Liberty unveiled in New York City. It's a monumental sculpture called Oracle, and it subverts traditional sculpture, the Smithsonian reports. There's a video of it here, video number 16. It's a 25-foot statue unveiled in New York City. Look at that. There it is. That's great. That's amazing. Wow, it's so good. That's so such a nice statue. So good, you guys. Well done. That looks nice. Uh-huh. Really amazing. Definitely not off-putting. Definitely not creepy as hell. No, it's great. I think it's better than the old Statue of Liberty. Who needs that old Statue of Liberty when you have this thing in Washington, D.C.? New York City, actually. Truly incredible. A lot of strange things about this little statue that they have there. It's called Oracle. It's by a guy named Sanford Biggers. Biggers, I said. It's a 25-foot-pound, 1,500-pound bronze sculpture. It depicts a person or a deity with an enormous head who sits majestically on a throne in front of Rockefeller Center's Fifth Avenue entrance. Oh, isn't it majestic, folks? Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it wonderful? Aren't we happy? Uh-huh. It's great. No, I love it. No, I'm for it. It's great. It's really great. I want one myself.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com. The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com. Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll get into this Israel-Gaza mess in just a moment, but I want to keep talking about this. This statue, the new Statue of Liberty, it's smaller, it's ugly, and it's racial. What else would we expect in today's stupid world? Truly incredible. This monumental oracle statue in NYC subverts traditional sculpture. Through June 29th, members of the public can visit another monumental addition to the Manhattan landmark. Artist Stanford Biggers' Oracle, a 25-foot-tall, 1,500-pound bronze sculpture unveiled last week. The work depicts a person or deity with an enormous head who sits majestically on a throne in front of Rockefeller Center's Fifth Avenue entrance. Spoiler alert, it is not fun to look at. Really not a good thing out there. It's really incredibly ugly. There's the author Biggers. Nothing he makes is particularly nice to look at. That's art these days. It's cacophonous, ugly piles of trash that billionaires pay millions of dollars for and then fly these people around the world as if they're some sort of intellectual giants. Now, there's a lot of very strange sort of occult meaning behind all of this. All of the names that they're using give a hint to that. It's called Oracle, and it's not just a name thrown at it, it's literally an oracle. It's literally an oracle. Oracles, of course, being the conduits, the human translators between the gods and humans who would communicate with the spiritual entities and bring that message to the earthbound humans. He says the entire installation is built on mythology, narrative, and mystery. Biggers tells the art newspaper, Rockefeller Center itself, as an architectural entity, is very much steeped in mythology and mystery. That's interesting. The Rockefeller Center, of course, associated with John D. Rockefeller, who founded the Rockefeller Foundation. That's behind so much of what we see going on. So, an appropriate place for this oracle to sit. It's also a part of a larger class of art that this guy Biggers makes called Chimera. It's the Chimera series. Oracle is the latest entry in Biggers' Chimera series, which merges European statues and African masks in an interrogation of sculptural art, history, and power. And just in the same way that oracles might have been seen as a conduit between the spiritual world and the human one, the traditional African mask is used in ceremonies where many African cultures believe that putting on the mask allows you to be possessed by some sort of alien spirit. So another sort of tie-in there on top of the very interesting word chimera tied into this. In the coming weeks, reports ArtNet News, visitors will be able to activate a QR code near the sculpture and literally ask the oracle figure a question. They may then receive an answer from one of several unnamed celebrities who will take turns answering queries with mysterious poetic vagaries, Bigger adds. Really incredible. Bigger's Rockefeller Center takeover also includes flags, photographs, music, and other chimera sculptures and video works installed inside and outside of the complex. The show marks the New York City's landmark's first ever campus-wide exhibition designed by a single artist, according to Reuters. It was originally scheduled to debut in September, but was delayed because of coronavirus. There you go. There you go, folks. Who needs the Statue of Liberty when you have the Chimera Oracle brought to you by the Rockefellers? Go ask it a question. It'll give you mysterious poetic vagaries, and you can act like you yourself are possessed by a demon in the way that the ancient Africans used to celebrate. Truly, truly incredible. Incredible stuff, that is. Do we start talking about Israel right now? I just want to put it off. It's too early in the morning to be talking about war, and things are still evolving at a rapid rate. And I have so many videos to show you. I want to go to some of these now. I guess since we're talking a little bit about race, I'd like to show this video. It is a Loudoun County parent bringing the fire at the school board meeting last night. A masterful takedown of critical race theory. You know, I titled the entirety of this show something like backlash, you know, something about the globalist backlash that's happening, because it really is starting to come out with all of the reports about the origin of the Wuhan virus. Now this is actually being investigated and asked about by people in power. A year too late, but it's fine. Better late than never. You'll catch up eventually, maybe. But we are seeing a lot of pushback to that. We're also seeing a lot of pushback to critical race theory and a number of other measures, including lockdowns and masks, that the elites would rather us not be able to protest against, calling such dissent terrorism, an attempt to completely shut it down. But people are standing up, they are fighting back, and they are being effective, very much so, at doing so. So here it is, clip 14, Loudoun County parents bringing the fire at the school board tonight, or last night rather, a masterful takedown of critical race theory. Here it is.
In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream that my four little children will one day live a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Now I have a dream that we will implement love, not hate, or supporting another Jim Crow's agenda. CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not implement hatred or injustice. It's to communicate without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action and a backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theories. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet. Respectfully.
Woo! Bravo, lady. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely love it. People who are against this critical race theory nonsense coming together and standing up against it and showing them that we will not be divided and made easier to conquer by these liars in power. But that's not the only thing people are standing up against. In fact, California is trying to institute a vaccine passport system of their own, and they're finding Californians are not so happy about it. Here's a protest that was held in Orange County yesterday.
Hey, good morning. Today is May the 11th, Tuesday. I'm in front of the Orange County Board of Supervisors meeting. These are all the other patriots out of here. You're probably wondering, why are we here? The reason why we're here is because OC is trying to pass a digital vaccine passport, making it mandatory for you to have a digital vaccine passport in order to enter a store or any other establishment. It's going to kill small businesses, not only that, an infringement on our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and just being able to have mobility to move. It's also going to discriminate against anybody who doesn't have a cell phone, can't carry a QR code, is a senior, or is low income. So just want to show you the support that we have here. There's a lot of people here I don't recognize, which is a good thing because it basically means a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork to basically protest against this and then let the people know or let the Orange County supervisors know that Orange County, LA County, Ventura County, and America in general is not going to be okay with this. We are not okay with the digital vaccine passport. It's total bullshit. We're not into it. And just want to put everybody on notice and everybody know that this is happening in Orange County. I know the mainstream media isn't going to cover this, but everybody needs to know that there are people that will stand against this. And this is California, by the way. So anybody that says that, you know what, we need to backtrack, go to Texas, Florida, you know, wherever state we're going to go to, you guys can run. But these are all the people that are going to be here fighting. And these are the people I'll be fighting with. Just to let you guys know, put you guys on notice. If you want to stay in California, stay in California. Fight in California. Anyway, God bless you guys. Have a wonderful day. But there's a lot of people that are busy fighting for your freedom, fighting for your First Amendment rights. Don't let that go, and don't let that become a discount. You know, get out there and be involved as well, wherever you're at, whether you're here in California or any other state, because any blue city is going to become a red city as long as we keep pushing back and fighting. God bless.
Amazing stuff. From vaccine passports to critical race theory, Americans are standing up against the New World Order.
I'm driving home at 7 o'clock at night on Monday night to see my family. And I just remember there's only 2 days left for our wonderful listeners to get incredibly high-quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere at preparewithalex.com. These are 2020 prices for a limited time for our listeners. And then the price isn't just going to go back to regular. It's going to have to go up. Everybody else has already raised prices way more than my Patreon. We have their entire spectrum and catalog at InfoWarsStore.com, preparewithalex.com. You get an additional 10% off on 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, and everything else on the site. Preparewithalex.com. I would take advantage of this. With what's happening in food price increases around the world, I predict that by the fall, you're going to see major shortages, and you're going to see huge price increases. I think it's a smart bet right now to get high-quality, storable food at last year's prices while you still can at preparewithalex.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. and never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
A viewer on Twitter just pointed out to me in that last video the vaccine passport protest in California. You could see an InfoWars flag there. Proud to be represented in that brave crowd standing up against the vaccine passport digital control system that is attempted to being implemented in Orange County, California. And the one thing that annoys me about this, why do I always find out about these things the day after they happen? Why is nobody telling me that there are massive protests against the vaccine passports? Why am I not hearing about this until the day after? We could get more people there. I could announce it on the show. If you know of anything happening in the future, like massive protests against the vaccine passports, let your friends at InfoWars know so we can try to get the word out there, try to get some more people there, some more bodies in the crowd, because we'd love to help you out. We think this is absolutely great that Americans are standing up against the New World Order and understanding the true threat to freedom that such things as vaccine passports represent. Very proud of everybody getting out there and showing the government that we will not be intimidated into accepting this egregious violation of our personal liberties. So happy people are out there doing that, and we'd love to contribute. So please do let us know anything like that coming up in the future. We'll always cover it after it happens. We love showing videos of this type of stuff, but I feel like we could be a little bit more helpful in this. It's just we don't know about it. We can't help spread the word. So I hope more people let us know about that, and I hope you support us in another way by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Obviously, that's the way that everything here is funded. So you support all of the shows, and you're going to get a fantastic product. The Ultimate Fish Oil and the Ultimate Krill Oil can now be bought together for 50% off the Combo Pack, 50% off Survival Shield X2 as well, and 40% off Turbo Force, as well as 50% off Winter Sun. That's our vitamin D3 supplement and a product that I take every single day of my life. Sometimes I take two helpings of Winter Sun. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to. I don't know if it actually helps, but I do know sometimes for my own personal mental safety, I don't know. I feel safer with it. I feel safer having taken two of them some days over this weekend There was a birthday party for one of our InfoWarrior crew at Dave & Buster's, the arcade, and it was packed full of people running around playing video games. And I went ahead and took two droppers of the Winter Sun that day because as much as I understand the psyop that's going on with coronavirus and making everybody scared of crowds and scared of their fellow humans, it was the first time in a year that I've been in a crowd that large. And it's kind of like, whoa, this is weird. I forgot what this was like. And I, even, you know, far before the pandemic, anytime I'd go to a place like Dave & Buster's where you're touching all the same things as all these little kids and stuff, you're like, I'm going to get sick from this, aren't I? I probably am. I feel the same way about getting on airplanes. Every time I get on an airplane, I feel like I'm getting sick. So anyway, but it was nice. It was nice. And I feel perfectly healthy nearly a week after going to that arcade. Shocking. I know. Very interesting. All right, folks, there is chaos going down in the Middle East. Absolute insanity. And we'll show you some really incredible videos coming out of Gaza and Israel as Palestinians and Israelis bombard each other once again. But first, let's set the stage a little bit, shall we? Because there's one stereotype about America that is more true than not. It's, well, a lack of geopolitical reality. So let's establish what exactly we're talking about here. Gaza is a coastal strip in the southwest of Israel. And Business Insider has a map that shows you what the size of Gaza is compared to these other places. And it really is amazing if you just go to Google Maps or something and zoom in to Israel, just how small of a landmass we're talking about here. I mean, it is tiny, all of these places. So Gaza has a population of over 2 million people in an area about the size of the city of Detroit. So it's about the same size as the city of Detroit. It has about three times the population of the city of Detroit. And it is described, at least by the government of Norway, as the world's largest open-air prison. More than 50 years of occupation and 10 years of blockade have made the lives of 2 million Palestinians living inside the Gaza Strip unbearable. That's why they're now protesting and risking their lives. This article from 2018. 7 out of 10 of the Palestinians in Gaza are registered as refugees, and these come from families who were forced to leave their villages in 1948 and after. Many have also been forced to leave their homes due to war and violence 4 years after the Israeli attack on Gaza in 2014, which, by the way, earned Israel really endless condemnation from the rest of the world and actually saw Israel charged with war crimes after that 2014 attack. 24,000 Palestinians in Gaza are still unable to return to their homes after that attack. 700 children have been killed by war. 70% of all schools run double shifts as there's not enough to serve the children there. 42% unemployment in Gaza. 84% are in need of humanitarian aid. 41% of the people in Gaza have too little food. 98% of the groundwater in Gaza is undrinkable. They get about 2 to 4 hours of continuous electrical power a day. Every day, Gaza experiences up to 22 hours of being without power. 45% of the people in Gaza are refused medical treatment outside of Gaza. So it's a massive area, essentially completely boxed in, as the government of Norway notes, a large open-air prison. And it has been the sort of center of a lot of the clashes over the last several years. But what's happened recently? Well, it all sort of began on Friday as clashes erupt as Muslims packed the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, Islam's third holiest site, to pray on Friday, the last Friday of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. Violence had been building in the holy city and occupied West Bank for previous weeks. And Palestinians hurled stones, bottles, and fireworks at the police, who fired rubber-coated bullets and stun grenades. The site is also sacred to Jews as the location of two biblical-era temples. More than 220 people, mostly Palestinians, were injured on that first night, Friday. And again, this comes at heightened tensions as Palestinian families are being evicted. This case has gone to the Israeli Supreme Court, and the decision was supposed to be made on Sunday, but actually got pushed back to deal with some of this tension that we're seeing. There's also a Jerusalem Day celebration that was supposed to occur when typically the Jewish settlers of Israel parade through the Old City in celebration of their conquering of Jerusalem in 1967. But that was canceled as being seen as too provocative during this time of heightened tensions. On Saturday, prayers of the mosque compound were held peacefully, but violence flared elsewhere in East Jerusalem. Some 121 Palestinians were wounded overnight, many hit with rubber-coated bullets and stun grenades, this according to the Palestinian Red Crescent. Israeli police say 17 of its officers were wounded. Much of the recent unrest stems from the long-running legal effort by Jewish settler groups to evict several Palestinian families from their homes in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. A lower court ruling earlier this year backed the settlers' decade-old claims and infuriated Palestinians. The Supreme Court hearing on the Palestinian appeal was postponed by the Justice Ministry in light of the circumstances. On the third night, scuffles between Palestinians and Israeli police in East Jerusalem continued overnight into Sunday. Pope Francis joined the global calls for the end to violence. On Sunday evening, Israeli police again faced off against mostly young Palestinians at several locations in East Jerusalem, and the march through that old city was then canceled. On Monday morning, clashes at the mosque compound saw at least 395 Palestinians wounded, with more than 200 of them hospitalized. Then Hamas threatened escalation unless Israel pulled its security forces out of the compound, with more than 200 rockets reportedly fired by Palestinian militants towards the Jewish state. Israel responded with 130 strikes by fighter jets and attack helicopters on, quote, military targets in the Hamas-run enclave. 22 Palestinians, including 9 children, were killed in the exchange of fire. More rockets were then launched from the coastal enclave on Tuesday. And last night, Tuesday, we saw the violence explode to a really massive degree. Where this goes, we'll discuss in just a moment, and we'll show you the incredible videos that are coming out, including high-rise buildings collapsing into dust, massive explosions at oil refineries, as well as on the ground, person-to-person fighting, shooting even with automatic weapons, as the violence, which typically is isolated mostly in Gaza, you'll have Israeli raids into Gaza, and that's where 90% of the violence has occurred recently in this conflict. Well, now it's spreading throughout the entire country, with the city of Lod and the mayor declaring that this is civil war and calling in the army to deal with the Palestinian protesters in that place. We'll get more into this on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their millions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the second hour of American Journal, and we are deep into this conflict between Gaza and Israel. Here's the latest from CNN. Tensions between Israelis and Palestinians have escalated further as Palestinians militants in Gaza fired hundreds of rockets into Israel, which responded with ramped-up airstrikes on the coastal enclave as unrest spread to cities and towns beyond Jerusalem. As both sides traded airstrikes on Tuesday evening, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation from Tel Aviv, saying, quote, "We are in the midst of a significant operation. Israeli bombing raids across Gaza have killed at least 35 people, including 12 children, according to Palestinian health officials, who also said that 220 people have been injured as of Tuesday evening. The Israeli military said it had killed more than 15 militants. Rockets were fired towards Tel Aviv in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Sirens could be heard warning of an impending attack around 3 a.m. local time. It was not immediately clear if there were any casualties. And we'll show you some incredible videos of this. We'll start with this one. This is the IDF entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound again amid unrest on the Temple Mount. So here are the IDF forces entering the mosque. Dozens of soldiers running towards the mosque as explosions light up the air around them. Here is Tel Aviv residents filming Palestinian rockets falling into the city. Clip number six. There you just see massive fires on the ground as a result of the rockets falling. The Iron Dome is, of course, the missile protection system that the Israelis have. Here is the Iron Dome in action, blowing missiles out of the sky. Clip number seven. Isn't it great to see American tax dollars at work? One of these explosions. Schoolhouse in Iowa. A water treatment plant in Illinois. It's fun. Here's what it looks like. The skyline of, I believe this is the skyline of Gaza City during an air raid by the Israelis. Clip number eight. Certainly an incredible sight from far away, but what does that look like on the ground? Here is clip number nine, the moment a house was bombed in the Gaza Strip.
Allahu Akbar.
A mind-blowing devastation as that house is just reduced to dust in an instant. But it's not just houses that are taking the brunt. Here is the Al-Jawhara Tower in Gaza being destroyed by Israel in an airstrike.
ولكن من يقول ذلك يعني كمية الصواريخ التي أطلقت غير مشكوك
طيب خلاص يبقى ربنا ينصر
And here finally is a video from EAPC oil tanks in Ashkelon struck by a rocket from Gaza earlier today. A massive fire coming off of this oil refinery. Total collapse, folks. It's not just happening here in America, it's happening worldwide.
I'm driving home at 7 o'clock at night on Monday night to see my family. And I just remember there's only 2 days left for our wonderful listeners to get incredibly high-quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere at PrepareWithAlex.com. These are 2020 prices for a limited time for our listeners. And then the price isn't just going to go back to regular. It's going to have to go up. Everybody else has already raised prices way more than my Patriot. We have their entire spectrum and catalog at InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. You get an additional 10% off on 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, and everything else on the site. PrepareWithAlex.com. I would take advantage of this. With what's happening in food price increases around the world, I predict that by the fall, you're going to see major shortages and you're going to see huge price increases. I think it's a smart bet right now to get high-quality, storable food at last year's prices while you still can at PrepareWithAlex.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to talk about Israel, Gaza for a little while here. Here's a pretty disturbing video, because, of course, as I have reported, this is really spiraling out outside of Gaza, and we're seeing actually a lot of clashes between Arabs and Jews in Israel, sort of across the country. In fact, we are seeing what the mayor of Lod is calling open civil war, as automatic weapons are fired at the two partisan sides of this. Well, here's a moment where people targeted a settler's car after he ran over a Palestinian youth. Clip number 17. So here, this was interesting because this is the video that was posted by, I believe it was Reuters, with an accompanying article saying exactly what I just read. Here's the moment where basically Palestinians targeted one of the settlers and attacked him. However, in the instance before that video, you can actually see him running over a Palestinian youth. This is sort of emblematic of how most of the reporting is going on in this conflict right now. And I find it so strange, the American reaction to this, because, you know, as I said yesterday, there's only one thing that brings Republicans and Democrats absolutely together with no deviation, and that is Israel, the support, undying, unwavering, endless support for Israel. I believe Nancy Pelosi said that, you know, even if the Capitol is burned to cinders, the support Americans have for Israel will still be there. So, a little bit strange, being the Speaker of the House of our country, basically pledging loyalty to Israel above our own. Rather strange, but sort of understandable. Except the only people who seemingly are speaking up on behalf of the Gazans, behalf of the Palestinians, people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, people that I 99% disagree with. But in this case, well, can't say I disagree with them, to be honest with you. And it's strange to me, because what's happening to the Palestinians under the hands of the Israeli settlers is what I might refer to as replacement migration. It's the great replacement. They're against that now. They don't like that, but they're against people from one country moving into another one against the wishes of the people that are there. How is this a consistent belief to have? But see, they don't see it in terms of morals. They don't see it in terms of right versus wrong. They see everything through a racial lens. So to them, it's the bad white Jewish people oppressing the poor brown people. This is why everything is convoluted right now. Because in my opinion, it's the powerful first world people taking advantage of and overpowering the disenfranchised, homeless, starving Palestinian people. See, I usually go with the underdogs in these situations. So it's all very strange. I want to show a video here. It was a video I was going to show previously, but I'd forgotten to add it here. But this is probably one of the most amazing from last night. Amazing in a bad way. It is the total collapse of a massive tower inside Gaza, the result of a Israeli airstrike. Let's watch this video. Just incredible. Total decimation of that entire apartment block. We're not sure if it was occupied at the time or by who. But here's Glenn Greenwald asking a very pertinent question, but sort of exposing. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to put this. I don't know if he's necessarily exposing his own bias or what's going on here. But here's Glenn Greenwald asking a very pertinent question about the Israeli conflict and American involvement, and I think I may have an answer for him. So here he is, Glenn Greenwald, an earnest question for the adherence to the MAGA America First ideology. Here it is.
And you know, I just one last point about the bizarreness of the U.S. Politics angle of this, which is that, you know, let's not let the Republican Party off the hook here either. The Trump movement claims that its overarching ideology is America first. We take care of American citizens before we take care of the rest of the world. How can you reconcile that ideology of America first with sending billions of dollars that could be helping schools and hospitals and addiction problems and communities here in the United States to Israel, and constantly demanding that our own government intervene in this conflict on the other side of the world that does nothing but jeopardize American national security? It increases anti-American sentiment. Generals have said that one of the reasons why terrorism against the United States is intensified is because of our constant involvement on the side of Israel. How do you claim that you believe in an America First ideology, but then constantly venerate the interests of Israelis above your own citizens? It makes no sense.
Yeah, you know, and I'll never forget that Netanyahu speech. It was still one of the most outrageous things I've ever seen in American politics. Glenn.
He makes a good point. And what he perhaps is missing is the distinction between true America First conservative Americans and people who have adopted that moniker when in reality they don't deserve it, nor do they act as though they actually believe it. America First was a slogan used by Trump and the Trump campaign, and admittedly, Trump is probably one of the biggest supporters of Israel out there. But in the time following Trump's election, this moniker really started to be wielded by the Groypers and Nick Fuentes. In fact, the start of the whole Groyper war that did a lot to bring Nick Fuentes into prominence was that supporters of Nick Fuentes and Groypers would go and ask questions to Charlie Kirk, who presented himself as the conservative thought leader and an America First conservative. And they would get up at Charlie Kirk events and say, how does support for Israel help America? How is support for Israel and the huge amounts of money that we send to Israel, how is that in line with an America First policy? And they would get kicked out and they would get shouted down. And people like the pirate guy, what is his name? The one-eyed conservative dude, Dan Crenshaw. When he was asked questions about this, he said, be careful. Be careful. Your life will be ruined for asking questions like that. So actually, as Glenn Greenwald sort of points out, it's entirely inconsistent, this belief in America First and endless subservience and support of and money to Israel. Israel is a first world country. Israel has universal health care for its citizens. We don't. Yet we are paying billions of dollars to them for their protection. How does this make any sense? How much money do we send to Israel, and how beneficial could that be to the American people, since we have so many problems here in this country that could use the money? So Glenn Greenwald is right in that, claiming that you're America first and yet defending Israel in 100% of its actions without daring to even question it is incompatible. You're not America first. You're Israel first, I guess. That's your highest concern, I suppose. I'm America first. I want to do what's right for Americans. And then as Americans, we do have a, not necessarily an obligation, but we do have a tradition of supporting the underdog, supporting the oppressed, and supporting the victims of imperialism around the world, as we ourselves live in a country that was founded on the basis of anti-imperialism. So in my reading of this, it would stick with the American heritage to actually support Palestinians and the Gazans, who right now are 2 million strong in a open-air prison from which there is no escape, no jobs, no food, no water. That's who I'm on the side of in this situation. If that makes me on the side of Ilhan Omar as well, then I guess we're all a little bit confused. I just don't see it as a racial conflict in the way that some of these progressives do.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my Allegor.
TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution. All around the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. More videos to show you in today's program. In fact, we'll go to some of these now. You know, it's amazing the number of things that are all falling into place for the globalists. Of course, there is backlash occurring finally after a year of sort of meek subservience to this clearly destructive agenda. People are starting to realize and fight back against it. But I suppose the number one thing here at InfoWars we try to get across is that it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that all of this is happening. It's not a coincidence that pipelines are being shut down, whether it's by the government or by hacking groups. It's not a coincidence that critical race theory is being rolled out into schools at the same time that supporting America itself is being treated as domestic terrorism and people are cracking down on it. It's not a coincidence that the COVID-19 vaccine propaganda is being pumped so hard and actually being used to justify controls on the internet at a time where they're also implementing speech controls through the government targeting dissenters to national policy. This is all part of the same plan. It's all part of the same programming. It's all part of the same psychological operation that's being carried out on the people of America and the people of the world in general. It's not a coincidence that the French military is now on the verge of being purged of its dissident elements in the same way that the American military is being purged of its legitimate patriots. All of this is occurring to lay the groundwork for what is to come next, which is the usage of that military where patriots in the ranks would be a hindrance, if you see what I'm saying. So let me play this video now. It's a report by RT about COVID's fact checkers on Facebook, COVID's vaccine fact checkers. Well, they come from a very interesting source. Here's RT.
Seems Facebook's independent fact checker may not be so independent after all. A U.S. congressman has questioned the impartiality of factcheck.org, which is supposed to tackle vaccine disinformation because it's indirectly funded by jab manufacturer Johnson & Johnson.
Who pays the paychecks of the fact checkers? The vaccine fact-checkers at factcheck.org, who claim to be independent, are funded by an organization that holds over $1.8 billion of stocks in a vaccine company and is run by a former director of the Centers for Disease Control.
The fact-checking account responded to the accusations by making clear its funding sources. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is one of the benefactors and holds billions in Johnson & Johnson stock. The foundation's CEO is Richard Besser, who was a former acting director of the Center for Disease Control. But factcheck.org claims there's no interference in its editorial decisions and the foundation's views aren't necessarily reflected in its decisions. But author and liberal studies expert Michael Rechtenwald believes such connections pose risks to the public.
This is absolute collusion on the part of vaccine manufacturers having funding the fact checkers on social media. So we're actually getting to the point where people's lives are being endangered. We've lost all confidence in the social media and our mainstream media entirely. Anything that comes into contradiction with the leftist agenda is deemed misinformation. People are now not able to get information about what's best for their health, including the detriments of the vaccine.
So there you go. Facebook's fact checkers about the vaccine are the vaccine company itself. How very convenient for them. Perhaps that's why Facebook made this announcement. Clip number 11. Facebook will remove information about vaccines that they deem to be misinformation, even if they're true. Here's the report.
Facebook has told BBC News that it will remove groups and pages from its platform that discourage the use of vaccines, regardless of whether the information can be verified as false or not. Anti-vaccine conspiracy theories, particularly in relation to fighting the pandemic, have been widely circulated on social media.
You hear that? They'll remove information dissuading people from getting the vaccine, regardless of whether it can be proven as false. This is the groundwork that they're laying. This is the plan that they have. This is the precondition that they are establishing. They will delete you for misinformation, even if what you say is true. And we've been warning about this for a very long time. Misinformation and disinformation can be 100% true. It'll still get you deleted from the internet. Now, they're openly saying this about vaccines because they think that they have created something that people are willing to submit to, even these totally egregious violations, because they think it's a life or death situation. But it's not going to stop there. And this is the rule now being established that will be continued forward and will especially be paired with this new plan of the DHS looking through posts on social media in order to establish ties to domestic terror, people who are dissidents. Doesn't matter if what you say is true. If you are encouraging people to disbelieve the mainstream media or their controllers in the spy agencies or the government at large, you will be removed, even if what you say is the truth. We've seen the manipulation of fact evident throughout the entirety of this entire pandemic. And it's become even more egregious now. There's a video of Rand Paul talking to Anthony Fauci. And we'll play that on the other side. I'm sure you've seen it if you're tuned into this sort of stuff, but we'll watch it again because it is well worth going over once again the way that the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the gain of function research was without a doubt and confirmed by the receipts absolutely being funded by the NIH under Anthony Fauci. And I saw somebody on Twitter say, this is all the distraction. The gain of function research, the COVID source, that's all a distraction from what we should be really paying attention to, which is the fact that the lockdowns themselves have caused far more damage than the disease that they are supposed to combat. Now, that's true. The lockdown clearly is the thing that is causing the economy collapse, to collapse, the supply chain to crumble. All of that is 100% a result of the measures that were put in place by people like Anthony Fauci and the other authorities in power. It's not a result of the disease. It was a result of the reaction to the disease. That's very true. But the gain of function research is not a distraction from that. It is vital to understand that the very same people who are in charge of implementing the lockdown and who were the ones that put us into this situation were exactly the same people who created the virus in the first place, manufactured the virus, oversaw the release of the virus. Then they come in and implement the lockdown that does the real damage. These aren't disseparate issues. One is not a distraction from the other. They're intimately intertwined, and you can only really understand the damage of the lockdown and the reason that the lockdown was put into place when you understand that the lockdown was predicated on a disease that those very same people who implemented the lockdown helped to create. I shouldn't even say helped to create. They manufactured it. They created it out of thin air. It is of their design, just like the lockdowns were.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining
the last 6 months or so saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the product, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, it truly is incredible that on January 24th of 2020, before the vast majority of Americans even knew about coronavirus, it was not being reported on mainstream media. All of the coverage was focusing on the impeachment of Donald J. Trump. And yet, I made a report for InfoWars detailing not just the outbreak of coronavirus in China, but also the fact that the source of the outbreak was most likely the Wuhan lab. before anybody even knew about coronavirus. It wasn't that hard to see what was happening. It wasn't that difficult to comprehend where exactly this came from. I was even sarcastic, and I was like, well, it either came from the wet market or right down the road, the biological chemical weapons facility. It's one of those two things. Yeah, we're not really sure which one it is. It's been obvious since the very beginning. But back when we were talking about the fact that this virus was spreading through China and that there should be measures taken to prevent it from getting to the United States, and we were called racist, we were called xenophobic, any excuse they need to use to disguise the fact that what we were telling you was 100% reality. Now it's finally, a year and 4 months later, actually starting to pierce through the veil and reach wider consciousness. But the leftists are doing everything they can to prevent that from happening. Yesterday on Twitter, on a little sidebar where they have trending topics, they had a quote by Anthony Fauci, and it said, "We have never used NIH funds to promote gain-of-function research," says Dr. Anthony Fauci in response to Rand Paul's conspiracy theory, right, or whatever they call it. And it's, you know, it's just one of these tricks that the leftist media uses. It's right in line with what we were just talking about with Facebook. Well, they go to the experts, the vaccine experts, to fact-check information about vaccines. Who are the vaccine experts? Well, they're the people that make the vaccines. They're the corporations that profit from the vaccines. That's the experts that they go to, and they quote them. They do no research for themselves. It's kind of like how they misrepresent police brutality cases. When you have somebody killed by police, and then they'll quote that person's family member, even though that person's family member is blatantly lying. They're saying he was unarmed and surrendered when he was killed. Then the body camera footage comes out, and the guy's got a knife, and he's chasing the police. But the leftist media doesn't do any research. If they have a quote from somebody that they can claim has authority, claim has knowledge, and then just quote that without doing any research to determine whether that quote is real or not, then that's what they use. They'll use that quote. That gets into the public consciousness. That becomes reality. No further research necessary. A minimum amount of research would show that what Dr. Anthony Fauci said about gain-of-function research was blatantly untrue. That doesn't matter. They'll quote him. He's the authority. He's the one they've set up as the source of information. So all they have to do is quote him, and it's all done. But it's not all done. It's not the reality. It's not true. Anthony Fauci is a liar. Yeah, he's not wrong. He's a liar. He knows what the truth is. He looks right into the camera, and he lies to you because he is a dirtbag. Okay? So let's go watch this Rand Paul questioning Anthony Fauci, and we'll follow that up with the black and white paper receipts that show Anthony Fauci is lying to your face. Really take that in. Anthony Fauci, who's in charge of all of this, is blatantly, openly, and knowingly lying to the American people in this exchange.
Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is
not. You
would
be in the minority because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
You support sending money. We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant. Do you support that the money from NIH that was going to the Wuhan Institute?
Let me explain to you why that was done. The SARS-CoV-1 originated in bats in China. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected.
Or perhaps...
lies. These are all lies. Here we have from NIH.gov. NIH lifts funding pause on gain-of-function research. Today, the National Institutes of Health, this is from December 19th, 2017. Today, the National Institutes of Health announced that it is lifting a funding pause dating back to October 2014 on gain-of-function experiments involving influenza, SARS, and MERS virus. Gain-of-function research is important in helping us identify, understand, and develop strategies and effective countermeasures against rapidly evolving pathogens that pose a threat to public health. So... what do you call that, Anthony Fauci? I mean, the NIH does not support gain-of-function research at all, period. Well, here's an article that says that they do and have and are continuing to. That is different because the regulations, I believe, are – okay, you're a liar, a scumbag, and a tyrant, and you deserve the fate of tyrants. Senator Rand Paul has Anthony Fauci dead to rights on charge of sending taxpayer money to the Wuhan virus lab. From 2014 to July 13th, 2020, NIAID sent $3.75 million to EcoHealth Alliance to study bat coronavirus emergence. EHA then sent $600,000 of that to the Wuhan lab, direct funding of the Wuhan lab to study the bat coronavirus emergence, and we have the receipts. To the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Chinese Academic of Academy of Science. Here's the link to the official USspending.gov page for Fauci's Wuhan bat cash spending spree. This comes from Sean Davis on Twitter. He says, let's take a look at what was done with Fauci's grants to EcoHealth Alliance / Wuhan. We constructed an infectious clone, they say. Let me just say that again with the correct quotes here. Quote, we constructed an infectious clone of SARS-like bat coronavirus. That is the literal definition of gain-of-function genetic research. We know that the research was funded by Fauci and NIAID because it explicitly said it was funded by the same NIAID grant listed here at USA Spending. Thank you, Sean Davis, for compiling this. The fact is, the truth is readily available if any of the mainstream media would care to actually look into this sort of stuff. The lead researcher who received the Fauci grants and NIAID via EcoHealth Alliance even admitted in his own hand that he would be conducting gain-of-function research by engineering infectious strands of cloned SARS-like bat coronaviruses. Quote, we constructed an infectious clone of another strain. Significantly, these strains are closely related to SARS-CoV and capable of using the same cellular receptors. So it's a lie. And again, just like all of this stuff, finding out that this is a lie is not enough. You have to ask why. The question always has to be why. Why were they researching this? Why were they researching this in coordination with the Chinese Communist government? Why were they lying about it? Why did Anthony Fauci restart the gain of function without approval through the White House, which originally was the one who limited the gain of function research? Why is he lying about it? Why is the media covering up for him? Why is all of this being buried, and why are we not allowed to talk about it on Big Tech? Answer those questions, you get a heck of a lot closer to the truth.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm driving home at 7 o'clock at night on Monday night to see my family. And I just remember there's only 2 days left for our wonderful listeners to get incredibly high-quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere at PrepareWithAlex.com. These are 2020 prices for a limited time for our listeners. And then the price isn't just going to go back to regular. It's going to have to go up. Everybody else has already raised prices way more than my Patriot. We have their entire spectrum and catalog at InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. You get an additional 10% off on 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, and everything else on the site. PrepareWithAlex.com. I would take advantage of this. With what's happening in food price increases around the world, I predict that by the fall, you're going to see major shortages and you're going to see huge price increases. I think it's a smart bet right now to get high-quality, storable food at last year's prices while you still can at PrepareWithAlex.com. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll be joined by Roger Stone in the third hour. Looking very forward to talking to him about the fact that Liz Cheney has now been ousted by the Republicans. She's out. And her first statement after having been ousted from the leadership is, quote, "I will do everything I can to ensure the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office," Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney said soon after she was voted out of her leadership position. That's the hill you're going to die on. Well, Donald Trump already destroyed your family's legacy. I guess he's just finishing the job now. Can't wait to hear what Roger Stone has. You think he likes Liz Cheney? I bet he has very nice things to say about the Cheney family. That's going to be a fun conversation with Roger Stone in the third hour. But before we do, I want to play this video. It's only a portion of it. The full video is 24 minutes long. As of this morning, it had almost 500,000 views, and in like the 30 minutes between checking it this morning, it had gained like 100,000. This is going totally viral. It needs to be shared. You can find it at band.video. It's called Smoking Gun: Fauci Project Manager Confesses to Creating COVID-19. Special report by Alex Jones. We'll play a portion of it here. But if you want to see the full thing, and if you want to share it, as I implore you to do, you got to go to band.video and share this. And folks, I could sit up here and tell you about all of the benefits of fish oil and Turbo Force and all that great stuff. It's good for you and it'll improve your life if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy it. But really at its core, you should be supporting the program that has been telling you about coronavirus before anybody else, that told you about the fact it was lab made before anybody else, that exposes these liars and charlatans for their true intentions and expose the true intentions behind so many of the things that they're implementing. And you the only way that you can do that is by going to InfoWarsStore.com. So you'll support yourself, you'll support your own life, you'll support your own health. But I think most importantly, you'll support this amazing work that we do at InfoWars, completely shattering the paradigm of misinformation that we are now being indoctrinated into. I think that's the most important part. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. We'll be back with Roger Stone in the third hour. But now here it is, smoking gun video. Fauci project manager confesses to creating COVID-19.
Peter Daszak, the British director of six projects at the Wuhan lab, directly funded by Obama and Dr. Anthony Fauci, has confessed on video to weaponizing five viruses in China and combining them into COVID-19. We're about to lay it out right now.
For 5 years, from 2014 to 2019, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which Tony Fauci runs and has for decades, pumped money to a group called the EcoHealth Alliance. The EcoHealth Alliance is run by a man whose name you may recognize, Dr. Peter Daszak. Daszak contracted with Dr. Xi to conduct gain-of-function experiments at the Wuhan lab. Daszak bragged about how easy it is to manipulate coronaviruses in lab experiments.
You can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. It's just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus.
The gain-of-function research that Peter Daszak was bragging about in the video we just showed you had, in fact, been banned explicitly by the U.S. government. There was a federal moratorium on the funding of exactly the kind of gain-of-function experiments that went on in the Wuhan lab to disastrous effects. So why didn't the U.S. government halt its funding of the lab in Wuhan? Who signed off on this? Tony Fauci, possibly along with Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, invoked that special exemption in order to keep funding the Wuhan lab and the deadly experiments that were going on there, the experiments that clearly went so wrong. This wouldn't have happened if Tony Fauci didn't allow it to happen. That is clear. It's an amazing story. It is a shocking story. In a functional country, there would be a criminal investigation currently underway into Tony Fauci's role in the COVID pandemic that has killed millions and halted our country and changed it forever. So why isn't there a criminal investigation into Tony Fauci's role in this pandemic?
This is undoubtedly the biggest news we've ever broken in my 27-year history on air. Now, Tucker Carlson partially scooped us last night, which I am totally happy to do. I was up here at like 6:30. I was exhausted last night, and I told Rob Dew, let's do this in the morning. This story is so important. Let's come in and shoot a special report and then add all the documentation to this because it's so giant. And then I went home, turned on Tucker Carlson and my family, and watched him tell about 80% of the story. Then he pointed to a major report from a former top New York Times writer, Nicholas Wade, that is in thewire.in, because the New York Times obviously would not publish something this huge. And what does he break down from all the admitted evidence that we're about to lay out? The Wuhan lab was a joint operation between the Obama administration and the communist Chinese, with Dr. Fauci running the operation. And that's what all the documents and all the admissions are. And then when it began to come out last year, they had the people that actually ran these projects at the lab write the Lancet study saying that there was no connection to the lab and putting out the fake information about the wet animal market. And so you've got them funding it, you've got them running it, you've got them then trying to cover it up. But here's what's even more insane. Tucker only got to part of the interview with the main corporate manager of six of the gain-of-function weaponization of SARS COVID viruses. In the full interview he did in 2019, he actually admits that they were working on creating a super virus with all five viruses in it and how to infect humans so they could then create a vaccine for the threat. That's how bioweapon development works, is you get around international treaties and national laws by saying, oh, no, we're not creating a bioweapon. We're creating horrible things in a lab that someone else might make so we can counter it. But nature would have never combined five viruses together. And CRISPR gene editing is dead on. The Indians own them. Europe owns them. The U.S., China, Australia. And it was
14, 15 months ago that the major Indian Institute, very respected, scanned the virus and said, it's five viruses, it has HIV delivery system. You can see the P shuttle gene insertions where they spliced the viruses together. And so it was 100% Frankenstein. The discoverer of HIV, top virologist, he came out and said, I've looked at the scans. It's made in a lab. It's like you look at the space shuttle and you say humans made that. Or you look at a skyscraper, that's artificial, compared to a blue whale. You know artificial when you see it. The science is 100%. So you've got Fauci and Bill Gates and Obama. When a lot of scientists in the U.S. complained about this at North Carolina Chapel Hill in 2015, saying that this is really dangerous, this is bioweapon development at these laboratories that don't have very high security, this is illegal. So they moved it to China, and of course the Chinese military was involved as well. But that's only part of the story. So I'm going to lay it out for you right now, and as Paul Harvey would say, give you the rest of the story of what Tucker Carlson is now talking about. And again, obviously, with Dr. Francis Boyle that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and other experts over a year ago, we already laid this out. The point is that now we've got not a distant view of what happened, but a very close, detailed one, and all the pieces have come together. And it turns out the very individuals involved in this, as usual, were bragging about it before they decide to allow it to leak from the lab as an economic weapon to shut down the U.S., to win the trade war for communist China, and to throw President Trump out of office. So let's go through the evidence.
Wuhan scientists took the North Carolina SARS with gain of function, which is already a biological warfare weapon, and they took the technology here behind this well-developed SARS HIV weapon, and they all brought it back to the Wuhan BSL-4 and tried to DNA genetically engineered into a chimera, into a biological warfare weapon involving the coronavirus, the HIV virus, and gain of function. Gain of function work can only be done safely in a BSL-4 or a BSL-3 facility. So I think clearly this is the smoking gun. And there is no legitimate scientific or medical use for gain of function technology, DNA technology on biowarfare agents.
So there's no excuse that it's a vaccine test that got out.
That's baloney.
Enter Peter Daszak, president of the Eco Health Alliance, that again, publicly was funded by the NIH in six major projects at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. That upsets scientists in the U.S. They say it's violating the law. So Obama makes a deal with Wuhan, and they move it the next year to Wuhan, and the funding is public and moves over, and Anthony Fauci specifically signs off on it. Tucker Carlson covered that last night. His name is on the documents, on the signatures, to allow the development of weaponized gain-of-function bioweapons. Only way you can do it is if the hand of one of the two.
Absolutely amazing report, ladies and gentlemen. It can be found at band.video. Smoking gun video. Fauci project manager confesses to creating COVID-19. That was just a portion of the 24-minute video. Share it now. It's at 460,000 views. We need it at 1 million today.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The news doesn't stop, ladies and gentlemen. So much more to talk about in today's program. And we'll shortly be joined by Roger Stone getting his high-level interpretation of some of the ongoing political schemes taking place right now. And we've talked a lot about a bunch of other stuff right now, but we'll actually get into some of the political machinations now going on, including the recounting of votes or the forensic audit taking place in Arizona. Now there's one taking place in New Hampshire as well as Antrim County in Michigan. So we'll be talking about all of that and, of course, the ousting of Liz Cheney as the Republican old guard falls to the wayside at the behest of America First, Trump-supporting American loyalists who are sick of the conservative doublespeak dominating our party. Truly incredible stuff. We'll be joined by Roger Stone very shortly, but first I want to play this video by Greg Reese, evidence of self-spreading vaccines being used for depopulation. You can find and share this video at band.video and InfoWars.com. Here it is.
The official death numbers from 2020 are out for the United States, and only 5% of those labeled as COVID deaths actually died from COVID. Less than 19,000 people in the U.S. died from COVID-19 in 2020, far less than those who die each year from the flu or cold. Another bald-faced big pharma fraud admitted to in their own fine print. They've gotten away with falsifying the numbers before to fake a swine flu pandemic and an influenza scare, both to sell billions of dollars worth of needless, dangerous vaccines to a dumbed down, brainwashed public. Is it about eugenics? Yes. Eugenics 101 is to kill off the sick and elderly. Is it about money? Of course. In the U.S. alone, based on two shots per person, the vaccine manufacturers are making over $13 billion a year, paid for by taxpayer dollars. The manufacturers have no liability. They cannot be held accountable for any deaths or injury. They will only profit more by selling drugs to everyone that they've injured with their experimental vaccines. Is it a big experiment? Absolutely. And there is no shortage of suckers and fools. Millions are willingly lining up for the mystery injection, proudly boasting their compliance and ignorance for all the world to see on social media. But is it all voluntary? In recent years, Big Pharma has been pushing for vaccines to self-spread to non-vaccinated individuals. They claim to already have this technology and have discussed using it on the public covertly. One application considered was an anti-fertility vaccine that could be administered to human women without their knowledge.
A recent Pfizer study describes the potential for their COVID vaccine to cause adverse effects in pregnant women who come into close contact with recently vaccinated individuals. And we have seen thousands of women reporting abnormal menstrual cycles, miscarriages, and blood clots after coming into contact with the vaccinated. Former chief science officer for Pfizer said that he thinks vaccines will be used for mass depopulation. If this is being done to us deliberately, obviously we wouldn't be told. Bill Gates doesn't think you deserve to know what's in the vaccine.
There's been some speculation that the changing intellectual property rules and allowing these vaccines, as you say, the recipe for these vaccines to be shared would be helpful. And do you think that would be helpful?
No.
And the inserts are dubiously left blank on purpose. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Find it, share it, spread the word. Band.video, evidence of self-spreading vaccines being used for depopulation.
I'm driving home at 7 o'clock at night on Monday night to see my family. And I just remember there's only 2 days left for our wonderful listeners to get incredibly high-quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere at PrepareWithAlex.com. These are 2020 prices for a limited time for our listeners. And then the price isn't just going to go back to regular. It's going to have to go up. Everybody else has already raised prices way more than my Patriot. We have their entire spectrum and catalog at InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. You get an additional 10% off on 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, and everything else on the site. PrepareWithAlex.com. I would take advantage of this. With what's happening in food price increases around the world, I predict that by the fall, you're going to see major shortages and you're going to see huge price increases. I think it's a smart bet right now to get high-quality, storable food at last year's prices while you still can at PrepareWithAlex.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. Folks, it is the final day to get 2020 prices on high-quality storable food ready to ship to you today from InfoWarsStore.com. That's right, it's the final day, folks. Today is it. It's the final day to secure your 2020 food prices in 2021, with Bloomberg Global Index showing worldwide food prices will go up at least 76% by fall. 76%. You can lock in the high-quality, storable affordable storable food now and beat the globalist planned artificial inflation that's already here and unfortunately going to get a lot worse. The sale's only running through Thursday morning. Take action now and get insurance that you, your family, and your neighbors can eat while at the same time you're funding the info war in this critical juncture. It's been years since we had to raise prices on storable food, something that we've had to do now twice in just the last year as a result of this globalist takeover. That's why it's important that you take advantage of the savings on our high-quality storable food before we're forced to raise the price yet again. Your decision now can mean saved time and money later. And, you know, I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. You got to get this stuff now when you don't need it, because by the time you do need it, it's going to be too late to get it. It's not that complicated to understand. By the time you're looking around or texting your friends, like we were doing here in Texas months ago, I was getting texts from friends literally saying, hey, man, do you know where I can get some food and water? I mean, that was 2 weeks of a particularly severe snowstorm. And now I think with the gas shortage, with the pipeline shutdowns, people are kind of starting to understand just how delicate our entire system is, just how easily things collapse, just how quickly we can go from overabundance and wealth and food at your fingertips to complete scarcity. It literally takes a matter of days. You know, the old saying is every country is three meals away from a revolution. Well, don't ever miss a meal. Don't ever go hungry. Don't ever look around wondering where your next meal will come from. Go buy the storable food from InfoWarsStore.com. And while all of your neighbors are scrambling or taking the old, you know, canned tomatoes at the back of the shelf at the grocery store, desperate for some sort of sustenance, You can be at home, cozy and warm with your box of storable food, which needs merely to be heated up to be eaten. And it is delicious, by the way. This isn't, and you know, I've said it before. The one thing I've been tasked with as host of American Journal, Alex Jones says, just tell the truth. You just have to tell the truth. You can basically say whatever, just tell the truth. Just don't lie. Don't make things up. Not that I needed to be told this. I have no desire to do that anyway. But I don't need to sit here and tell you that something tastes great if it doesn't. I could tell you, hey, man, you know, this stuff, it doesn't taste great, but it'll keep you alive. I'm not telling you that. This stuff is unbelievably delicious, like better than the stuff you normally buy at the store. The mac and cheese that I had, we did a blind taste test. I'm not sure if we're still running those commercials, but I was not acting. We had a comparison between your top-of-the-line brand name mac and cheese and then the mac and cheese that comes with the InfoWars storable food, and I far, far more enjoyed the storable food version of mac and cheese. So you're getting this incredible food that'll store for 20 years, that'll be there when you need it, ready and waiting. It can get you through the toughest of times, which are coming, by the way, inflation or not. There are very, very tough times coming, and you can be ready for it by going to InfoWars store and buying your storable food. And you got to do it today if you want to take advantage of the 2020 food prices, because they're going up through no fault of our own, through simply the reality of the inflation that we're facing and the globalist takeover that we're under. Prices are going to have to go up. So don't wait until you need it and you're looking around going, gosh, I should have bought some. You know, that's the situation that you can be in. You can either be in the situation where you're sitting there going, man, I should have bought storable food, as you're sitting there eating, you know, some old can of beans that you scavenged from your basement. Or you can say, gosh, I'm so glad that we made that purchase. I never thought I would need it, but gosh, isn't it nice knowing that we have weeks worth of food in our basement, ready to go, ready to be reheated, and it didn't cost you an arm and a leg. And heck, even if you never need it, where's the loss? It's not even a risk. It's not even like, oh, I'm going to pay for this and then I might not use it and I'll have to throw it away. You'll pay for it. Maybe you don't need it for an emergency. And so you just eat it as a meal because it's delicious and ready to eat and easy to cook. It's a win-win, win-win-win. We took the 360 win and we extrapolated that to like a 1080 win. This is Tony Hawk in the X Games style winning. With InfoWarsStore.com, the storable food, today is the last day. Go get it, folks. You support us as well. That's the other twist in the win-win-win-win-win situation here. A lot of interesting things going on. The latest breaking news is that Liz Cheney has, in fact, been ousted from the leadership. House GOP expels Liz Cheney from leadership. She vows to continue the fight against Trump. Okay. That's interesting. I don't know. These names, McCain, Cheney, why did we not leave these in the 2000s? Why, 20 years after these despicable old vampires got us into the most destructive and long-lasting war in American history, are their wives and daughters now telling us to be quiet and shut up and let them rule? Just go away. We don't want you. Nobody wants you. Nobody needs you. The people who love you are the people who hate you. You get that, right? Like, the people that want the destruction of the Republican Party are the ones supporting you. You understand how that works? Right, that you have all of these leftist newspapers, leftist politicians, leftist activists all saying, how dare they kick out Liz Cheney? You think they want what's best for the Republican Party? You think that they want strong, powerful conservatives who will fight back against them and prevent them from implementing socialism? You think they want them in the party? No, they want you because you are ineffective, because you're a warmongering psychopath and nobody likes you. So, of course, they want you in the leadership of the GOP. They hate the GOP. Not that complicated. Okay? So go away. Please don't come back. Now there's 100 GOP members talking about creating another party. It's so interesting because Trump was talking about creating another party. Trump was talking about creating his own party, the Trump Party or something of the sort, the MAGA Party, the America First Party. Now all the GOP people are saying, well, now he's just taken over the GOP instead. We'll go create our own party. Yeah, we'll create our own GOP, and we'll bring all the warmongers and all the corporate slaves. We'll bring all the people that love corporate tax cuts and immigration and pointless war in the Middle East. We'll take all of them, and we'll make our own party. And we say, Good riddance, scumbags. Have fun being horrible. Have fun with no support from the ground up. Of course, they can manufacture support with the corporate agreements, with the corporate media all coming together to say that Liz Cheney and Meghan McCain and any of these other old turtles like Mitch McConnell, they're the future of the Republican. We've got to get the Republican Party back on its right foot. Or you can go with the wildly popular, paradigm-shifting God Emperor Donald Trump in his populist explosion in popularity. It's up to you, I guess. And again, I appeal to these craven lunatics' personal aggrandizement. You want to be reelected, right? You want the power that you wield so ineffectively? Then you're going to have to give the people what they want. It's for your own interest. If that's the only thing that I can appeal to here, I can't appeal to patriotism. I can't appeal to logic. I can't appeal to common sense or simply serving the people who elected you. They have no interest in that. They do have a lot of interest in staying in power. They have a lot of interest in enriching themselves. They have a lot of interest in putting forward the New World Order globalist paradigm by igniting endless wars that drain us of our wealth and consolidate power in the hands of the very rich. But for your own aggrandizement, for your own power, you gotta get with the program. You gotta get rid of these people like Cheney. You gotta embrace the MAGA, America First, populist message. And when you do that, you don't have to worry about all of the legitimate criticisms for the Republican Party, because there are a lot. One of the legitimate criticisms is the slavish devotion to Israel. One of the really good criticisms is the fact that a lot of Republicans seem to serve corporate interests over everybody else. I'm sick of being in the same party with these people like Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney, and all these others. If they don't like the way that the party is going, then they can get lost. Go create their own party and cry in the basement like they're oh so good at doing.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right. Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal and Force.com's band.video. Today is the final day to get your 2020 prices on high-quality storable food ready to ship to you today from InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to be amazing, isn't it? You know, now you can see these comparisons where it's like, here's what a dollar could have bought you in 1950. And it'll be great. We'll be in year 2022 and we'll have those same sort of comparisons. We'll be, here's what a dollar could have bought you in 2020. So instead of 50 years of inflation to ogle at, we'll be able to ogle at the 2 years of inflation and the massive drop in value that the dollar has experienced. It's an exciting time to be alive, folks. But yes, food prices are set to soar with Bloomberg Global Index showing worldwide food prices going up at least 76% by the fall. So unfortunately, that means that we're having to raise prices on some of our storable food, but you can still get 2020 prices on the storable food today if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I implore you to do so. Now I want to talk about some of the topics that we discussed briefly in the Daily Dispatch. And is this fact that, here's the article from InfoWars.com, DHS to scan social media posts looking for domestic terrorists after the Capitol breach. The Department of Homeland Security plans to launch a warning system to detect domestic terrorism threats by gathering and analyzing intelligence on public social media posts and making predictions on future action. The purpose of the system is to detect all sorts of posts that allegedly preceded the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Law enforcement agencies were criticized for ignoring or missing the post. According to a DHS official involved in the efforts, the focus is supposedly not on the posters, but to identify the targets of domestic terrorism. The official says that for now, the DHS is using human data analysis, not computer algorithms, to analyze public social media posts. Quote, we're not looking at who the individual posters are, said a senior official involved in the effort, said to NBC News. We're looking at what narratives are resonating and spreading across platforms. From there, you may be able to determine what the next potential targets you need to protect. So what's the most important part of this statement? We are looking at what narratives are resonating and spreading across platforms. From there, you may be able to determine what potential targets you need to protect. We are looking at what narratives are resonating and spreading across platforms. And no doubt, they're working on how to counter, eliminate, or discombobulate those very narratives. What are people talking about that we don't want them to hear about? And how do we stop them from spreading the information that we don't want them to see? As we covered earlier in the program, Facebook has come out openly saying, yes, we will get rid of any posts that discourage the use of vaccines, even if the information from that post is verified as true. It's not about what's true anymore. It's about what serves the system. It's not about true or false, and it never has been. I've always said the History Channel, one of their top shows is Ancient Aliens, which describes aliens as the creators of things like the pyramid. Totally false. Full of lies. They're not banned. They're not censored. They're not destroyed. It doesn't matter. It doesn't threaten the ruling class. It doesn't threaten the elite, so they'll permit it to continue. It's not about true or false. It's about what serves the system and what is a danger to the system. And in the same way that Facebook says, doesn't matter if it's true, we'll kick you off. Well, now we have the DHS taking a similar sort of stance in terms of, we don't care if it's true or false, if it is against, if it dissuades people from trusting the American government, perhaps it needs to be destroyed. This is the continuing takeover that we are experiencing. Make no mistake about it, folks. America is under occupation by an illegitimate and hostile government. This is not the government that we elected. This is not the government that we voted for. This is not a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. This is an occupying force who's using all of its power and all of its abilities to crush the American people and clamp down on the American spirit. They don't care that there's 200,000 people crossing the border every single month, and that's just the number that they actually catch when reports are that 80% go unmolested as they cross the border. They don't care. Swarm the country, flood the country, overwhelm the border. It doesn't matter to them. They're focusing on domestic extremists. Alexander Mayorkas, who is in charge of the border, he's getting ready for a hearing on domestic extremism and domestic terrorism. Now, one of the things that they might be looking for as they scan your social media posts, are you mad about the fact that illegal immigrants are pouring into your country? Maybe you're a domestic terrorist. Maybe you're going to do something that they don't want you to do. Maybe you're going to get violent because you don't like to see your country with completely collapsed borders being swarmed by the hundreds of thousands, by the cartels running absolutely roughshod over any semblance of control. Oh, you don't like that? You don't like what the American government is doing, allowing your country to be flooded? Well, maybe you're a terrorist. Maybe you're a domestic terrorist. Maybe you need to shut up about those concerns, or else you might get a little visit from one of our secret police, FBI, CIA. Maybe you'll get a little visit from them for daring to speak up against this. Maybe you're a white nationalist. Maybe it's racism that inspires you to post those sorts of things. Maybe we need to keep an eye on you. Maybe we'll just kick you off the internet in general. That was what it used to be. Now the government is getting involved. Maybe we need to eliminate you not from the internet, but from the American society. Maybe you need to go to jail. Maybe you need to be charged with sedition and terrorism, even if you didn't do anything wrong. It's already happening because of January 6th. The article continues, the idea of using social media to identify domestic terrorism threats was first touted by the Assistant Secretary of the DHS's Counterterrorism Department, John Cohen, in a testimony to Counterterrorism Subcommittee of the House Homeland Security Committee in April. Cohen said that the DHS planned increased analytical focus to more comprehensively assess how violent extremist actors and other perpetrators of targeted violence exploit and leverage social media and other platforms, and how those online activities are linked to real-world violence. Now, the only thing I've seen the left, the liberals, so-called, say about this is they've come out and said the administration is rolling out new measures to counter domestic terrorism. But could this be used to target black people in America? Like, yeah, I guess it could, but it's happening now to target Americans. But you don't care, do you? Because they're on your side. Because you're okay with the Patriot Act as long as it's being used against patriots. You're okay with indefinite detention as long as your guys are the ones wielding the car batteries and acid spikes. I mean, it's fine if it's the big, bad, racist Trump supporters being subjected to this. But we really have to consider whether this will be used against Black Lives Matter, and then we'll oppose it. Well, you're scumbags. You're the terrorist. You deserve to be subjected to all sorts of stuff that I'm not allowed to say on air. Maybe I'm just one of these violent extremists getting up here and expressing myself. Who do I think I am? This is America, after all. You're not allowed to say things that the government disagrees with. Truly incredible. He added, the objective is to identify emerging narratives as early as possible and assess whether those narratives are likely to influence acts of violence or how fast they're spreading across multiple platforms. Identify emerging narratives as early as possible. In other words, identify things that dissidents are saying, whether or not they're true, and to stop them. They might influence acts of violence. In other words, your words might be violence themselves, and you might need to be treated as domestic terrorists, not because you've done anything wrong. See, I used to sit up here and think, I've got nothing to worry about. They're not watching me. I just get up here and I say what I think. I've never done anything violent. I don't endorse violence. And I don't associate with people who commit violence. What do I have to worry about? That's not the case anymore, folks. The First Amendment is no longer a protection. The First Amendment is a speed bump, and they're driving SUVs. They don't care anymore. They're going to run you down. They're going to destroy you. And saying, I'm not violent, that's not an excuse anymore, because your words are violence.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and at InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Since January 6th, the purge has been on. We've seen Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, and his minion, Bishop Garrison, far-left activist, now in charge of purging the military of ideological dissidents. This at the behest of or at the direction of the ADL and the SPLC, organizations like that who identify things such as Pepe the Frog memorabilia or images of Saint Michael or Michael the Archangel as images of dissidents and white supremacy. The Gadsden flag, don't tread on me. That now is domestic extremism. The stars and bars, the Confederate battle flag, that as well will get you purged. Now, obviously, the immediate result of this will be that people will conceal their beliefs. They'll hide what they really think. They'll know that if they say, I think Joe Biden is an illegitimate president, I think the election was stolen, if they say, I think America is, the American government is now under occupation by hostile forces, they know they'll be purged. They'll be kicked out. They may even end up being arrested and jailed. So they're not going to say that. They're not going to express that. They're not going to dare speak such sentiments. So naturally, the proliferation of these ideas will be halted immediately. That's the first effect that this will have. The next effect is that they will successfully purge anybody who is a legitimate American patriot and who thinks for themselves from the military. Now, why are they doing this? That's not the point of doing it. They aren't super excited about having a bunch of communists, in the American military. This is laying the groundwork. This is because they know they may very soon be asking the American military to be doing some things that true patriots would object to. And they need to make sure that the soldiers who will be carrying out those orders won't be questioning those orders. They won't be bucking at the hilt, attempting to prevent these unlawful orders from moving forward. They need to make sure everybody in the Army is as compliant and complicit as possible. That is the reason that they're doing this. It's the same reason that the socialist presidential candidate is now vowing to purge the French military after receiving a letter warning of civil war. Just now, 120 retired officers of the U.S. military wrote a similar letter warning about the takeover of socialism and Marxism, especially within the armed ranks of the military. But it doesn't stop there, not by a long shot. The purge is taking place in all strata of official life. New York Times reports yesterday, efforts to weed out extremists in law enforcement meets resistance. Oregon, California, Minnesota, Tennessee, and Washington, D.C. are seeking to give law enforcement agencies more power to exclude officers with ties to extremist groups. Now, again, the extremist groups that they're talking about are people like the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers or maybe InfoWars. Any patriotic group that resists the move towards globalist communism, they're the extremists. So just understand, that's not just the military that these purges are taking place, it's the police forces as well. So once again, police will now be forced to conceal their own beliefs out of fear that they may get them fired. So those beliefs will not be talked about, won't be spread, they'll be hidden, they'll be disguised by police that actually believe in them, and they'll probably be forced to at least act like they support the dictates of the social justice warriors who now run our police departments. But just know this ties into exactly the same thing that I gave as the reason why they're doing this for the military. They don't want police who actually care about America, love America, understand the tenets upon which America was founded. They want unthinking, subservient, jackbooted thugs to carry out their unconstitutional orders to shut down American speech, shut down dissidents, to arrest people who aren't wearing masks while allowing people who burn down buildings to go free. That's their vision of the future, and now they're attempting to purge the ranks of local law enforcement based on ideology. It's despicable. It's something that should inspire incredible dread from anybody that actually cares about America being a bastion of freedom and a place where you can express whatever views you have without fear of official censorship. That's not going to be the case anymore. This should terrify you. This should be something that everybody should be working against. That's not the case for New York Times. They're very concerned that there's resistance to this. they're very concerned that people say, wait, you want to ideologically purge the police of anybody that's conservative, anybody that voted for Trump, anybody that, you know, doesn't want to be replaced in their own country, you're going to kick them out of the police department. That's bad. And New York Times is like, wow, whoa, you actually don't want us purging the military? You don't want us purging the police? There's something wrong with you. Maybe that in and of itself is an extremist position. This is the way this type of logic works. Oh, you don't want us purging the military? I guess you're an extremist now and you need to be purged. So don't expect a lot of resistance to this if you don't do it yourself. In the battle to stamp out extremism from the ranks of police, lawmakers from California to Minnesota have proposed solutions they thought were straightforward. It's pretty straightforward. If you disagree with us, you're purged. Is this so complicated after all? What's the big deal? It's happening all over the place. So we have it in the military. We now have it in the local police departments. Of course, we know it's been going on in the corporate world for quite a while. I'm sure if you work in a corporation, you know what it's like to have to be silent while your fellow employees spout off the most insane leftist dogma without an ounce of truth, and you're forced to sit there and be silent about it. I'm sure you're used to that. That's the corporate world. That's the big media world. That's been purged already. Well, it's moving on now. Both the Department of Defense and more recently the Department of Homeland Security have announced internal investigations into domestic extremism within their ranks as urgent priorities of the Biden administration. But what exactly they mean by extremism remains elusive, and that sets off alarm bells for many. Max Abrams, a professor of political science at Northeastern University, fears the term will be too broadly applied within the U.S. defense and national security agencies to target those with, quote, political views which are unpopular. Well, don't be confused. That's exactly what they mean. That's exactly what it is. It is ideological cleansing that is taking place. So it's happening in the Department of Homeland Security. It's happening in the Department of Defense. It's happening in the Pentagon and the Army. It's happening in the local police stations. It's happening in schools and corporations. It's a society-wide purge that's going on, and all they had to do was tack on that little claim, extremism. And this all was helped bolstered by the deadly insurrection coup that took place on January 6th that wasn't deadly. The only people that died were the protesters themselves. It wasn't armed. It wasn't organized. It wasn't planned. It wasn't even violent. There were a million people there, and maybe 15 of them actually committed violent acts. Actually broke windows, actually attacked police officers. That's about a 99.99999% peaceful protest. And the majority of people that are now sitting in jail cells, rotting, kept in solitary confinement, being held for weeks and months on end, potentially facing decades in prison, their greatest crime was walking through a door that was being held open for them by police officers. And yet somehow, through the alchemy of media manipulation, this almost entirely peaceful protest, which saw no lasting damage to the Capitol, which did nothing but waylay the vote by a mere few hours, which, again, I repeat, wasn't armed, wasn't organized, wasn't an insurrection, wasn't a coup, and was, in fact, a valid exercise of the First Amendment petition of redress to the government after many, many, many examples of fraudulent votes being cast in the 2020 election. And yet this has been portrayed as a domestic terrorist, white supremacist insurrection coup, and is now allowed for the justification to purge every aspect of government and civic American society of people who disagree with the globalist New World Order plan for total subjugation of the American people. The purge is on. It is happening at an incredibly rapid clip. And once the purge happens, that's when the real fun begins. Once the only people that have any sort of power are the ones who are communistic or socialistic, that's when they really set their plan in motion. That's what we're headed towards.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order.
And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. I'm driving home at 7 o'clock at night on Monday night to see my family. And I just remember there's only 2 days left for our wonderful listeners to get incredibly high-quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere at PrepareWithAlex.com. These are 2020 prices for a limited time for our listeners. And then the price isn't just going to go back to regular. It's going to have to go up. Everybody else has already raised prices way more than my Patriot. We have their entire spectrum and catalog at InfoWarsStore.com, PrepareWithAlex.com. You get an additional 10% off on 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, and everything else on the site. PrepareWithAlex.com. I would take advantage of this. With what's happening in food price increases around the world, I predict that by the fall, you're going to see major shortages and you're going to see huge price increases. I think it's a smart bet right now to get high-quality, storable food at last year's prices while you still can at PrepareWithAlex.com. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yesterday, our program was titled Controlled Demolition, and that is exactly what keeps popping into my mind as I look at today's stories that we're covering. The gas shortage, the massive inflation, the collapse of infrastructure, the collapse of the border, the collapse of what America was always meant to be, which was a land of freedom, the collapse of legitimate control of this country. It's a controlled demolition. It is by design. It is not an accident. It is being allowed to be perpetrated by the very people that are elected to prevent it. And it should be obvious that this is exactly what's going on, and they'll use any excuse that they can come up with in order to justify their actions. And the sad thing is, most of Americans are stupid enough to believe them. But I see no mitigating of this in the near future. I see no one standing up against it. I don't see how we could possibly prevent this from happening. After all, the people that are in charge of our supply chains are pretty openly hate America. Like, they're not exactly shy about it. They really think we've had it too good for too long, and we deserve to be taught a lesson. And so they'll teach us that lesson. I'm not sure it's going to be the lesson they want us to learn, but they're certainly trying to tell us something. And by shutting down the massive infrastructure or the massive industries that they control, they can certainly cause us to suffer. The question is whether we will recognize the source of this suffering or whether we will be lulled by them into the belief that they just need more power. They just need more money. They just need more control. Because after all, it's not their fault that all of this collapsed. And don't look at the man behind the curtain. The lockdown, the race riots, critical race theory, the border collapse. I mean, it's all part of exactly the same agenda. And it's targeting the American people for the simple reason that Americans have a history, a heritage, truly a genetic component that makes them more difficult to govern, more difficult to control, more difficult to exploit. We have a history of independence. We have a culture of self-reliance. We have a culture of Christianity, belief in God, and a rejection of socialism, dependency, control. They don't like that. So they're trying to get rid of us. It's not stopping anytime soon, and the things that they are still engaged in now are just the precursor to the true clampdown, the true lockdown, the true technocratic system of control. The vaccine passport is just that first foot in the door, but we haven't even seen the entrance of true globalism. But they need to get that foot in the door first. I'm working on a list right now. I'll have to try to finish it by the end of the week. We'll call it like the American Journal Threat Report, looking at some of the biggest threats that the world faces right now and perhaps giving them a rating as to the likelihood that they will come about. And stuff like a second pandemic. And just as a little preview, I don't think a second pandemic will come for a few years. It might. They might just roll out the next one and you know, try to build on all of the progress they made with the first one. But I think they've seen the pushback, and I think they're a little bit wary of doubling down. I think at this point people are so sick of the lockdown, so sick of all of this crap, that if there's another one introduced right now, I don't think people will react positively to it. Now, that might work fine for the people in power, because they might just want to release this disease and actually kill a bunch of people. And so then it'll be good that people no longer want to listen to the lockdown orders, because that'll benefit them. So maybe they will. But I think it's more likely that they let this play out, that they squeeze this for as long as possible, and they try to get all of the gains that they've been able to achieve over the last year really solidified. All of the lockdown measures, all of the psychological preparation that they've put us through to accept being told that we can't go outside, to accept being told to wear a mask, to accept being told to take a vaccine without it being tested and without being told what's in it. They've already conditioned us to that, and I think they're going to continue that conditioning for a little while longer. So I think pandemic number two, as an existential threat, is not as likely as some of the other stuff. Some of the other threats that we'll talk about are things like systems collapse. That's ongoing. We're already in that. Just like another threat might be tyranny as a concept. Also in the midst of the tyrannical takeover, we are also in the middle of this threat. It's no longer something on the horizon that people like Alex Jones are warning you about. Hey, they're setting this up. Hey, they're going to crack down. Hey, all of this stuff that they're putting into place will soon be turned against us. That's what we were warning about. It's here now. It's happening. It's being implemented. The evidence is abundant. So these types of threats, we don't even have to give a likelihood, like a low likelihood, high likelihood. It's like literally already happening. What's the likelihood you're going to get punched in the face? Well, my tooth just fell out and I'm bleeding and there's a fist mark on my cheek. It's too late. It's happened. Now the question is what we're going to do about it. But suffice it to say, it's going to be a rough couple years moving forward. And the one thing we can't do is give up. The one thing we can't do is surrender and give in. Oh, well, you're just so overwhelming. We've seen the pushback. It's increasing. It's accelerating. They can cancel us. They can censor us off the internet. They can even send FBI agents to kick down our doors. It doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change reality. And it doesn't change the fact that there are hundreds of millions of Americans of every race, color, and creed that see through the lies. They love their fellow Americans. They want the best for everybody in the world. And they're not going to be fooled by the continuous reassertion of bullcrap. And they're standing up, and it's starting to show. Well, now over 200 retired flag officers are warning that the country is under assault from socialism and Marxism. Over 122 retired military flag officers warned in a letter on Monday that the country is in deep peril and under tremendous assault from those believing in socialism and Marxism, and encouraged Americans to get more politically involved to act against it. They say, quote, "Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty," the retired officers wrote. They slammed the 2020 elections process and argued that Democrat House Bill H.R. 1 and its state companion, Senate companion, Bill S-1, would destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to remain in power forever. They wrote, quote, "Without fair and honest elections that accurately reflect the will of the people, our constitutional republic is lost. Election integrity demands ensuring that there is one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by the state's legislature, approved controls using government IDs, verified signatures, etc. Today, many are calling such common sense controls racist in an attempt to avoid having fair and honest elections. Using racial terms to suppress proof of eligibility is in itself a tyrannical intimidation tactic. Additionally, the rule of law must be enforced in our election process to ensure integrity. The FBI and Supreme Court must act swiftly when election irregularities are surfaced and not ignore them as was done in 2020. Finally, H.R. 1 and S-1, if passed, would destroy election fairness and allow Democrats to rule forever in power, violating our Constitution and ending our representative republic." That's right. This is an existential crisis. And, of course, it is with the same sort of verbal wizardry that they've conflated January 6th as a domestic terrorism extremist insurrection coup that justifies all sorts of draconian measures and censorship and tyrannical secret police arresting people all over the country. They're able to use those same sort of little watchwords like a Pavlovian dog ringing the bell and causing the brainless morons in the Democratic Party to drool with anticipation at their victory. They use the words racism. Oh, the filibuster? Why, that's racist. Oh, back in January 2020, worrying about coronavirus and warning that it was coming to the shores, that was racist. So you're not allowed to do that. Measures to prevent voter fraud, those are racist now. You people have to wake up and understand that just because they say something is racist doesn't mean it's racist. It means they're using you. It means they're emotionally manipulating you. It means they think you are a stupid dog that must react to the command words or risk being smacked with a newspaper. They are tyrants. They are bullies. They are liars. And they're coming for everything that this country once held dear. And they're winning. So thank you to these 120 retired flag officers warning this country and trying to get people to understand the true threat that we're under. It's not going to stop, folks. This is just the beginning. And once they have all of the positions of power, once they have all the police and all the soldiers, and then take your guns, guess what's next, folks? Complete destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones is about to begin, and I will remind you that today is the final day to get 2020 prices on high-quality storable food ready to ship to you at this very moment at InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be too late tomorrow, folks. Prices are going up. Lock in your 2020 prices today by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting your storable food. That's it for the American Journal.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.